Chapter 2, A Big Change. In 1997, Congress passed Public Law 105-124. This law called for the Mint to produce 50 different quarters over a period of 10 years. George Washington would remain on the front, but each of the 50 states would create a design for the back of the quarter. This program honors the 50 states. It was hoped that people would collect the quarters and learn some history about each state. Caption: In the past, the back of the quarter always featured a bald eagle. Caption: The new California quarter honors John Muir. He worked to preserve some of the beautiful natural areas in California, such as Yosemite Valley. Congress wanted each state to submit up to 10 different designs for the back of the quarter. The Mint also set up rules for each state to follow. The design must include symbols for the state's history, geography, or products. Many states asked their citizens to submit designs. Then each state made its own decision about which designs to send to the United States Mint. At their headquarters in Washington, D.C., Mint officials make the final choice. Caption: The governor of each state decided how to select the winning design. Feature box: In the groove. Why does a quarter have grooves on its edges while a nickel's edges are smooth? These grooves are reeded edges. Coins with reeded edges used to be made out of gold or silver. To stop people from counterfeiting them, the Mint began making coins with reeded edges. Pennies and nickels have never been manufactured out of precious metals, such as gold or silver, so their edges are smooth.